Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the third day of December, 2012. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are only 17 and a half days out from the planet Nibiru smashing into the planet and killing everyone, according to a lot of people out there that are what I would call fantasy fans. Who then go out and give conspiracy theorists a bad name. And that is what happens. There are a lot of people that don't trust what the system says, so then they just believe whatever they make up, like they're controlling reality. It's actually a step down from even what the New World Order is engaged in. They try to take reality and then distort it so that you're in their control system. But the people always saying that, you know, the Earth's going to end at this date and the Earth's going to end on that date. Amazing. So we've got a bunch of news on that today. And then, of course, the bad news. We knew it was coming, but the editor of the New Yorker magazine doesn't get more any insider than that with the Democratic Party. He's saying Hillary is going to run for president in 4 years. So that'll come quicker than you know, and I am not looking forward to Hillary. I guess that's kind of what Porter Stansberry is saying. The word is there's going to be so much oil money the government's going to have, U.S. now being the biggest producer of oil in the world, that government's going to control that and be able to give drilling rights and other things to certain insiders, that because of that executive power over all those goodies that Putin's had, and we've seen Saudi Arabia have, and we've seen the dear leader, of Venezuela have, that it's going to be used to basically get a third term for Obama, kind of like what Teddy Roosevelt did. And we know they've had a congressman introduce legislation so Obama could run for a third time. And there's so much election fraud, they'd probably put up another corpse, political corpse, to run up against him, that if it's not Obama for a third term, it'll basically be Hillary. So that will be her, let me see, one term, two term, three terms. Obama's getting a fourth term. And those were all really Clinton terms. So the Clintons are entering their fourth term right now. Obama is basically a Clinton front man. And so now, yeah, that'll be a fifth term for the Clintons. So very interesting. You know, George Herbert Walker Bush, for a great extent, was pretty much president in both Reagan administrations, especially after Reagan got shot and then he had his term. So that was three terms for George Herbert Walker Bush. And then his son got two terms. So that's five terms for the Bushes. I think that's enough. I don't think we need Jeb Bush or anybody. And again, they're puppets of the globalists, but even though they're puppets, the bureaucracies that build up around them and the insiders, even within a corrupt centralized system, it's bad to have one group of criminal managers in there too long. I think it's good to rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic myself, just because of the aesthetics of it, maybe light a cigar. And Hillary is not lighting a cigar. Clinton is busy, her husband, using those. So it just kind of gives us a new enemy, a new puppet. But when it's these entrenched criminals that know where all the bodies are buried politically, they can really get pretty much anything they want done. Bob Costas has always been a sniveling New World Order minion. He used an editorial calling for restrictions on the guns as his pretext to push it, blaming the Second Amendment that another one of their NFL spoiled brat, reported drug head punks killed himself and his girlfriend, that we should all have to turn our guns in. How about you go to the River Styx and cross over to hell, Costas, you little sniveling demon. You little elitist with your NFL propaganda machine selling us all your New World Order garbage. I mean, if that doesn't make you boycott the NFL, nothing will. We'll be right back. sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas, ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we're talking about here is right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Do you like the new world order?
New world order.
Do you like losing all your basic rights and liberties, like your currency being devalued? You like private world government running the UN, announcing $100 trillion in new global taxes they want? You like the mega banks exempt from all laws and taxes? The EU bureaucrats exempt from taxes they hoist and foist on their own people? Well, that's the model of the world that we are going into. By the way, we need to get the lead singer and founder of, who's a listener, the group we were just playing, Ministry, on, because he thinks the world is going to end December 21st, 2012. And I know there's a lot of reasons people think that. There's also kind of a romanticism about the end of the world. I don't think it's very romantic. And I'm going to publish an article either this afternoon or tomorrow with Paul Watson. What that means is, Paul records me talking, and then he goes and does his own research and adds to it. And then we put an article together. dealing with the reasons and the proof that the world is not going to be ending. And obviously now the hype over this is starting to really reach a crescendo. And so what does the doomsday clock say according to Pacific time? We've got how many days left of the end of the world? 17 days, 6 hours, 49 minutes, 33 seconds. But that is in that time zone. So it varies. When they say the Nibiru is going to crash into us, others say the galaxy is going to flip on its edge, or there's going to be a pole shift or any of that. So I will be talking about that later in the broadcast, because Duma, that's the Russian Congress, begs TV stations not to encourage end-of-the-world hysteria. Scientists assert there will be no end of the world. Well, at least not then. And so I'm going to do some reports this week, too, talking about why this is a hoax and won't be the end of the world, but real things that could end the world. In fact, I keep intending, I was even going to make a film about this years ago. I got started on it, but just so busy with the TV show and the films that we do daily and the research and the radio show, I never got around to it. But here we are, so I'm going to make a report this week on that subject. Also, we've got a bunch of big stuff this week on the radio broadcast. John Bowne and crew have taken the entire Ron Paul farewell address and added news articles and video clips to it, backing up everything Ron Paul talks about. And so now it is a film on its own with his 48-minute speech and then change. It is going to be powerful. I don't know what we're going to call it. We're going to premiere it Wednesday night on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. And then I will also play excerpts of it for the TV viewers and radio listeners here on, well, Alex Jones Live. That's what we call the weekday radio show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. When I got into talk radio 17 years ago and then got syndicated, I don't know, in late 1997, we had to go with the name of the show. And the way Arbitron works at the time is you want to have your name in the name of the show, because that's what people then hear. And so then if you want to show ratings for your affiliates, you've got to do that. So it's called the Alex Jones Show. But affiliates now, you know, send us what they want me to plug in little promo pieces. I think the consensus is the radio show is called InfoWars. And that's what I wanted to call it 17 years ago. But it just basically ended up becoming the Alex Jones Show. And then we call it on PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. If you go there, just a factoid, we call the three-hour radio show each day Alex Jones Live, because it is the live show. Some nights the TV show is live. A lot of nights it is a bunch of interviews and research and news we shoot, and then that's taped, but then we'll come back live. And then some nights it is entirely live or entirely taped, as you have seen. We are planning more live stuff in the future, and we're nailing down satellite information and file sharing information and different things to try to get it on more cable and TV. So that's exciting. I'm kind of segueing off here into almost a corporate minutes of the InfoWars operation here. This is my brain tends to just idle off into whatever area that I focus and consciously look into. I think we're all that way. But I think it's also a form of procrastination as I sit here looking at over 200 news articles, all of which are incredibly important. So let me just do this. Let me just give you a smattering of what's coming up here. Vatican introduces new security measures as the Vatican leak scandal intensifies. And it is microchip tracker IDs. And if the Vatican is accepting microchip identification, no wonder Discover and MasterCard and Visa are all going to thumbprint paying, or soon you won't even be able to pay with a card, or if you do, they're going to demand fingerprint certification, and then they'll just segue into pure face scan and thumbprint. You'll pay with your face or your hand. I seem to have heard of that someplace, but you can argue either the Bible's true and is actually starting to happen, or you could argue it's really good science fiction, you know, written in the last 2,000 plus years of the New Testament, Old Testament, 3,000 plus years, much of it, and that bad guys went and read it and said, this is a great idea. But you can't argue that it's happening. certainly is happening. Also, I saw a story today out of the London Telegraph dealing with their IRS, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs is what it's called. And it's modeled, our IRS is modeled after that. It has pretty much the exact same rules. And I walked into a Don Salazar and Kurt Nemo, and I said, you know, guys, that the IRS is doing this now under Patriot Act compliance, and it's a total violation of your Fourth Amendment. I said, just go look up the fact that the IRS is watching people's bank accounts through Know Your Customer and suspicious transaction reports. But that's just the surface. They're dialed into your bank accounts. It's part of why there's so much fraud. You've got government agents stealing data for themselves, selling it to mafia groups, you name it. They give unlimited fake well, not fake, they're real, but they give it to fake identities, tax ID numbers to get tax returns and things, sometimes tens of millions per household. No one gets in trouble because it's being fenced into mafia groups. You don't think when they have, you know, some homes getting $80-plus million or $10 million, and you saw those reports a few months ago, you don't think no one's being prosecuted just because they want to let the family keep that money. That's being fenced through mafia into mega banks that launder the money. You don't think the $500 billion a year in narcotics money going through the U.S., it's over a trillion worldwide every year. Yeah, the United States uses about half the drugs in the world, and we're 5% of the population. Wow. That is illegal drugs. We are just absolutely bombed out of our brains on average. We drink more alcohol than anybody in the world, even the Russians, on average now. But side issue, just little factoids there for you. Continuing here with the mafia government, lock your doors and prepare to defend your family. That's a new article by Michael Schneider from Economic Collapse blog. We have up at Infowars.com, and he says, do you think that's an alarmist headline? Well, I am not the one saying this. Yeah, that's right. It came out last week. That is the county attorney and people there in San Bernardino. Shame a government can't protect you. Protect yourself. The city attorney of San Bernardino, California, told citizens. And it's a good article. I'm going to tie it into. No, the world's not going to end December 21st, but the good in the world, the justice in the world, is dying the death of a trillion cuts. And there are many, many tens of billions of cuts into this process, and it's only going to get worse until we stop being so decadent. I think that's the central point that Ron Paul made during his speech. Some of the other news here, veteran journalist describes sexual assault, rape at the hands of TSA. Karen Kaplan, she's the editor, one of the editors over there at the Journal of Nature, and has been there 20 years and is highly respected. Yeah, when people go in your pants and in your body, it's rape. But it's to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, the government publicly runs and is giving Libya and Syria. By the way, maybe I need a document cam shot on this. Right over here is a good spot. I think we decided on this area as the document cam shot. We've kind of changed the studio around a little bit. Street artist behind satirical NYPD drone posters arrested. And free speech is the absolute most protected thing, and doing it physically is the paramount. And the person to get attention went with their friends and put a few of these up in the poster kiosks over government propaganda that the government uses our tax money against us in New York, and they've arrested them. They have now arrested the street artist. And it shows an image of a drone, and it says NYPD, and it shows the drone firing a missile at a running family. And it's those It's those illegal alien crossing signs they have. I think that was a joke till I saw some in Arizona, because the illegals are running across the highways. You know, the woman holding the little kid with a ponytail running. And it shows the missile going after him, because they are getting weaponized drones. But don't worry, they've arrested him like it's the Soviet Union. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalists on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, the editor of New Yorker magazine, that is Super Insider, top of the Democratic Party food chain in New York, says Hillary is going to run for president. So we're going to be getting into that. PrisonPlanet.com report. Watson found the YouTube video of that. We're breaking that at InfoWars.com. Also, veteran journalist described sexual assault. As I mentioned, we're going to get into that. Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood and the globalist plan for Africa and the Middle East, why they're putting Muslim extremists in charge and dictators everywhere while calling it freedom. That is all coming up. Finishing up on the drones, then I'm going to get into the Second Amendment. This is going to backfire on the NYPD. I mean, the gentleman put up a couple posters, Assam Atta, showing a Predator drone firing a missile. It's very tastefully done because it shows the family running. It's just black silhouettes on a gray background. And it says NYPD drones. A street artist who hung satirical posters criticizing police surveillance activity has been arrested after the NYPD investigation tracked him to his doorstep. Wish they could track folks to the doorstep of the rapists and robbers and killers in New York with their high crime rate. Same thing in Chicago, but they can only seem to confiscate law-abiding citizens' guns. With the help of a small crew, the artist, now identified as Asim Atta, we're going to get him on the show, had placed the fake Big Brother-style adverts in locations throughout Manhattan using a fake Van Wagner maintenance van and uniforms to avoid detection. In the video, boy, that'd be great documentary to make, show I'm doing that. In a video interview with Animal New York, prior to his arrest, a voice scrambled and silhouetted had to explain that he placed the provocative ads to create a conversation about disturbing trends in police surveillance, alluding to recent efforts by the Department of Homeland Security to facilitate and accelerate the adoption of unmanned aerial drones by police departments. Sure, and they're now arming them, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so that's an article out of TheVerge.com. Here is the Washington Post this weekend. This weekend, drone crashes mount at civilian airports. Folks, I saw just a few weeks ago in my truck, it was flying over me, so I almost ran off the road trying to pull over to get it, and it was already gone. But the point is, I saw undoubtedly a Global Hawk at what looked like stall speeds, because those are supposedly jet engines. And I've been in Cessnas. My dad's a pilot. You see when a Cessna's flying into the wind, it's going like 60 miles an hour. This was going a little faster, maybe 100. And I looked at it, and I'm like, that's a Global Hawk. And I got to the office, typed it in. Yeah, that's a unmarked white Global Hawk. I've seen a highway department drone. I got it on tape, pulled over, and I was able to get it on tape and find the controller. Crew around here have been running into drones. But here it is. Drone crashes mounted civilian airports. The U.S. Air Force drone on a classified spy mission over the Indian Ocean was destined for disaster from the start. An inexperienced military contractor in shorts and a T-shirt flying by remote control from a trailer at the Seychelles International Airport committed a blunder after its 6 minutes. In 6 minutes on April 4th, he sent the unmanned MQ-9 Reaper drone off without permission from the control tower. A minute later, he yanked the wrong lever of his control, killing the engine without realizing why. And now the $8.9 million aircraft belly flopped. And then it just goes through all these other crashes of drones and drones over Denver, almost colliding with aircraft. I mean, let me tell you, I've flown into Chicago before, O'Hare, and looked out the window, and they had us circling, and there were three planes stacked up in circling right beside us. I mean, one had to be, let's not exaggerate, 400 yards away. I mean, everyone was like, oh, you could hear the gasp, and then there were other planes stacked out by it. We don't need robots flying around, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. There are going to be more and more drone problems, and then they're already saying this is their plan, make all of your aircraft. In fact, England last week launched its first test of pilotless passenger planes, BBC reported. They're now doing the test. Decades ago, they flew planes from Los Angeles to Australia and back, jumbo jets. That's why when 9/11 happened and I said they were clearly remote control aircraft, people are like, they don't have that technology. Folks, they had drones in World War II, but I digress. And then here's another report here. Drone makers push Congress to move up domestic deployment date, the Center for Responsive Politics, and they want them weaponized. And they've already got House members in California, Texas, and Virginia, and New York on bipartisan drone caucus. And the governor of Virginia wants armed drones. It's all happening. Don't criticize it, though, or you'll get arrested.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Riders on the Storm 2012. We're here December.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That's right. Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the Storm.
To this world we're born.
Riders of the Storm.
To this world we're thrown.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We are here, my friends. And if we give the New World Order a ride, sweet ma'am, we will die. There is a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
Let your children play.
All right. It's hard to not listen to that poetry. We are back live here. Finishing up with a drone. This is so disgusting. I didn't even get to the key part here. They had months of counterterrorism investigations. The NYPD's response seems to have proven the artist's point months after forensics teams and a counterterrorism unit, that's from a press release from the police department, unit was spotted on the scene. The NYPD last Wednesday successfully tracked down and arrested the 29-year-old art school vandal who identified himself in the video as a former geospatial analyst serving U.S. military operations in Iraq. It's not the first time the NYPD has overreacted to unsanctioned public art. Earlier this year, the department arrested a 50-year-old gentleman after he illuminated the streets of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, with harmless LED pattern made from plastic I Heart New York shopping bags. Yeah, all over the world, street art is honored, and even political graffiti back to the time of Rome, you didn't touch it. But they hate this idea of street art. They hate the idea that it will be written on the walls. The prophets write it on the subway walls. What song is that? There's a famous song where, and it's written that it will be written on the subway walls. It'll pop in my head in a moment. The point is, that's why we've had, I don't know, 6-7 contests to go and put just little posters up. The Sounds of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel. Maybe we should go out to break with just that section if you guys can find it. Thank you. My brain's all over the place today. My point is that this can bring down the New World Order. People really pay attention to even just a normal, you know, office paper size printout. What is this, 8x10? People really pay attention to this with something like, read the insert on vaccines. It's poisonous. And there were hundreds of local TV stations around the country freaking out and calling us when our listeners hung those up all over the nation a few years ago during the fake flu crisis. And reporters from Dallas and Chicago and New York and everywhere in between would call me and say, are you afraid you're going to be arrested for telling people to do this, lying and saying vaccines are poisonous? And I'd say, no, I mean, it's my First Amendment. It says they have thimerosal mercury in them. It says on the insert it can cause neurological disorders. All I'm doing is saying if people through free association agree with what I'm saying, whoever shoots the best video of these posters being hung up, that way it's on cyberspace and physically, that way we cover full spectrum. We're physically getting people to do stuff to wake folks up, but we're also then physically uploading it, you know, shooting video of it, uploading it. People are then seeing it and going out and becoming physical. It's using the internet to get people back out there in the real world. And I'll say to the reporters, to the point of I didn't have time to call them all back, so I just gave a standard, you know, info to my crew, and they would talk to them and end up being recorded and put on local news around the country about, well, have you read an insert? And a lot of the newscasts, they would go, we actually did what Infowars.com recommended, and it's true. It says it can cause cancer, neurological disorders, or even death. Turns out the signs, though you can debate whether they're legal to hang, were actually telling the truth. You know, some of the reports were positive. It's like the Obama Joker poster contest, which, by the way, I'm bringing back. I want to launch a second one in the new year with new posters we design. We'll have a contest on the best poster, but also we'll have a contest, because he is dictator Obama now, on every front. We're going to go over that coming up today. And we're going to have a contest of putting Obama posters up again. Even though he's a puppet dictator, a viceroy of the globalist, his office is being turned into a veritable tyrant's command center. The law is dead to a great extent, and if we roll over to this takeover, Katie, bar the door. You think things are bad? You ain't seen nothing yet, as they say. So we have this report here, and it goes on to anti-terrorism arrest of people, I Heart New York. That'll get you arrested for terrorism or by the terrorism squad. And he now faces 56 counts of criminal possession of forged instrument and grand larceny possession of stolen property for his spree last September. This happened a couple months ago with an additional charge of weapons possession after officers, not servants, allegedly found an unloaded .22 caliber revolver under his bed during the raid. Yeah, can't have a gun in New York, buddy. As for the drones themselves, the NYPD has still not received any plans to use aerial robotic enforcers. That's not true. The FAA's authorized it, and they're moving forward with it. Has documented use of drones by local police in Texas, Fox News. So it goes on from there. There you go. And they're proliferating everywhere. It's the militarization of America. And that's why this weekend, drones to take over the skies of Austin. I'm going to have my crew retweet this article from last Friday because I should have plugged it, November 29th. Announcing the first ever InfoWars drone mob and video contest. If I don't tweet this during the next break, will you remind me to have the crew do it? Oh, my tweets are mine. Sometimes I kind of dictate them. And by the way, we need to get our Twitter numbers up. I got to Twitter late, and we're more of a conservative libertarian audience who's not known for tweeting and Twitter. I told Charlie Sheen, I said, you got to get a Twitter account. He got one. He got 8 million users. I was the guy who got Charlie Sheen to get a Twitter. I said, man, you're always going to TMZ to get the word out or something, or me. I said, do it through Twitter. Literally, we had that conversation. I'm not name dropping. It happened. And he flew in this big private jet to pick me up. I'm like, Charlie, you don't need to fly out here to pick me up when I come out to your house. He lands this wide body jet. I get on, and we have this big discussion about Twitter, and he went and set up his Twitter. But that's how Charlie Sheen got on Twitter. True story. I need to still tweet some of those photos, but never even got around. You know why? Because I got a droid. It didn't work very well. I didn't know how to use it. I guess I'm used to Apple. And then we moved, and then the droid is in a box somewhere in the storage building. So that's where all those great photos are, but some really great photos. But I'm not really a gossip show, so I'll shut up now. Drones to take over the skies of Austin, announcing the first ever InfoWars drone mob and video contest. InfoWars is announcing the first ever drone mob event on Saturday, December 8th, 2012, at Zilker Park, 2010 Barton Springs Road in Austin, Texas. And today we'll get out a map of where I think we're going to meet up and everything. Yeah. 2100 Barton Springs Road in Austin, Texas. We're going to do it out in that big field, in the big Zilker field by the river, out there by the soccer fields. And there's no FAA regulations below 400 feet. And so everybody out there, we're going to invite local businesses that are drone operators out there. In fact, I've got that guy's card somewhere that was working for the highway department. You guys dig that out because I don't know where it's at now. And I want to call and invite him out. I want to invite everybody out to operate their RC aircraft, folks. But the difference is police departments are getting these with cameras to watch us, and they're bragging that they're using satellites to surveil us to enforce property taxes and environmental rules. You've seen those ads where they go, Tom, we do know where you are. You live at, and then it shows the satellite zooming in on his house. The point is that now they've got switchblade drones that they put a pound of plastic explosive in the nose of them and then fly them out, you know, to go into your front door. And then you've got all the big high-tech drones and Reapers and the rest of them. And this is the robot takeover rollout is why I talk so much about it. This is the globalist program of domination. And so drones are being pushed as fanciful, but it's going to be ground robots, undersea robots. They're now talking about robot fish that are going to be in the lakes used by the police to surveil you, to swim up to your house and watch you. That was mainstream news last week. They only cost about $1,000 and can go around for days, so solar powered, and then come back. They can program a robot fish. It's about 4 feet long. It goes out silently with a little tail motion. Comes up to your house with cameras, videotapes what you're doing, audio scissors as well, and goes down the line surveilling backyards for pot plants, whatever the case is, Homeland Security grants. This was in the news last week. And we're going to pay to have police launching these into rivers and streams and all over the country. Per state, they're getting, in states like Texas, more than 20 gunboats with high-powered full-auto machine guns to be on lakes and rivers, not just the borders. So it's just a full rollout. Yeah, there it is, RoboCop. Homeland Security adds underwater drones to their arsenal of robots based on fish. Yeah, there it is. There's the RoboTuna, unmanned underwater vehicle. And then you can go read what the police are calling for. It's cameras and the rest of it. And I may come down there. You know, my children look at me every week and they go, you know, you even work on Saturday now. And it's not that they're guilting me. It really is. We have a lot of fun together. Playing laser tag in the yard and going fishing and going hiking and painting and wrestling. And so that's why I've decided to go ahead and put my 8-year-old daughter and 10-year-old son on air. I may even go whole hog and get the 4-year-old on. Give them jobs. They all want to come up here and be on air. And they're all really talented and funny. But maybe that's the answer. I've had my children at work a few days a week. My son is chomping at the bit. We're going to do a piece with lasers breaking down directed energy weapons very soon. It'll be directed by my 10-year-old son. Frustration is I got to stand back and let him actually direct it. He's come up with some really great ideas, so we're working on that. But if I do go out there Saturday, I'm going to bring my children. So maybe I won't go now that I've announced that. Jakari Jackson, Melissa Melton, Darren McBreen, they're all going to be out there. InfoWars is announcing the first ever drone mob event Saturday, December 8, 2012 at Zilker Park. The Federal Aviation Administration has announced there may be 30,000 drones over America's skies in 2020, government drones, and now Congress is actually pushing the FAA to hand drone oversight to the Department of Homeland Security, which is taking over everything, and it's not the federal government, it's the banker occupation government. And so we're going to have a $1,000 prize on the best video filmed from the event. Need not even have a drone there, and we'll announce that before Christmas, who the winner is of that. It'll take time to review all the videos. So everybody, come this Saturday. I am not announcing the exact time. It'll be sometime afternoon. I'll announce that later. There at Zilker Park in Austin, Texas, and we're also going to call them the Mainstream Dinosaur Media and invite them out to that as well. And the hashtag is Drone Mob. So be sure and follow us over at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And I think there's an at something we need to get to. I never really pay attention to Twitter, but now I use it so much. I like to send out photos, wildlife photos, interesting breaking news. It's really important everybody follow me at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And it's really important everybody follow what we're doing over at the newsletter, which we only send out about once a month right now. And we're going to send it out tomorrow with the free digital version of InfoWars magazine that is now sold out except for some that we've held back for subscriptions. Well, technically, and now I segue off into this, we'll give folks a document cam shot of that over there. I print a little over 100,000 of these, and we normally put about 70,000 on the street. But within a day, we sold out of the 20-something thousand we were holding back to sell in bulk, and then had the 5,000 we were holding back for any new subscriptions that came in this month. So what I did is, luckily, a truck hadn't delivered 10,000 to San Antonio yet, so I pulled that truck and didn't distribute in San Antonio. I was going to start that as a test. Because people really are waking up down in San Antonio, or they're hungry for it. And then I ended up, there was 5,000 hadn't been delivered yet in Austin, so I pulled those. So now I have an additional 5,000, but they're going so fast. The 10,000 sold out over the weekend I pulled. The 5,000 will be gone, I would imagine, by tonight or tomorrow. So if you want to buy them in groups of 10 up to 100, at cost, that is at cost, you can buy them, and it's the This Man Wants Your Guns Obama issue. It also has Ron Paul's full text of his farewell address, incredible information, 60 pages, glossy magazine. It's not in newsprint now, at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm really excited about the magazine because it gets the word out. You can also get a one-year subscription and give it as a gift to get 12 issues delivered to your friends or family's door or the police station's door or the local library. And then also we have a new U.S. Army style that's in that font, in the gold font that the Oath Keepers use. We have a new InfoWars.com gold on black T-shirt that my wife thinks is the best ever. I ask her what she thinks of stuff, the designs I come up with, and a new InfoWars Oath Keeper style. I say that Oath Keepers is U.S. Army style, so we're just taking the U.S. Army style. Black and gold hat, along with the InfoWars camo and the InfoWars Hunter orange. Those are all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And even though these hats and T-shirts really don't make us much money to fund the operation, I'm most excited about them because when you wear an InfoWars.com ball cap or especially a big bold T-shirt, you will meet like-minded people big time. I don't care where you are in the English-speaking world and even not in the English-speaking world. You want to meet like-minded people, it's like, you know, wearing your colors or something. So the new T-shirt, a bunch of other great T-shirts, Live Free or Die, you name it. Camo, InfoWars, Live Free or Die shirts as well, InfoWarsStore.com, and the yearly membership. And lastly, your Christmas shopping is over. You buy one InfoWars, Nightly News, my films, all my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films, 9+ years up and operating. You get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for $5.95 a month. 10 people can use the same username and passcode. So create an original username passcode, put it in an e-file, send it to everybody and say, here's your gift. Buy yourself a gift and then give other people the gift. In an e-card or in a physical card, here's your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 10 memberships, 59 cents a day per person, and that just pays for the bandwidth. This is a huge opportunity, PrisonPlanet.tv, to do all your Christmas shopping for 10 people. You can get it all done right now, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Yeah, they used to grow corn in Kansas.
They used to grow food in Kansas. Now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
Yeah, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
I can see the day coming when
even your own garden will be against the law. Wow, he wrote that in the 80s.
Well, it's a noun on the union.
until it got in the way. Had to get rid of industry in America. Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better than
nothing. And a man's gonna do what a man's gotta do.
From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory in the
leads us to our next report. Bob Costas, after the Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher kills girlfriend, takes his own life, reportedly hopped up on drugs, alcohol, a 25-year-old spoiled brat, goes and kills himself in front of his coaches. She should have had a gun to protect herself from him. Are we going to ban knives when people stab their wives? What about when troops come home after 6-7 tours and kill their family? Going to ban guns then because you push those people too far? You got these NFL people with all these concussions and the rest of it? Bunch of spoiled brats who really think they're God and buy into all the hype? And what does Bob Costas do? He starts quoting news articles calling to restrict my guns because your decadent gladiator was a big fat baby. Let's go ahead and play Bob Costas. Here it is.
From the Kansas City-based writer Jason Whitlock, with whom I do not always agree, but who today said it so well that we may as well just quote or paraphrase from the end of his article. Our current gun culture, Whitlock wrote, ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead. Handguns do not enhance our safety. They exacerbate our flaws, tempt us to escalate arguments, and bait us into embracing confrontation rather than avoiding it. In the coming days, Jovan Belcher's actions and their possible connection to football will be analyzed. Who knows? But here, wrote Jason Whitlock, is what I believe. If Jovan Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today.
There you go. Let me give you a news flash, punk. Not everybody makes $10 million a year like you. Not everybody can live in big armored gated communities and have bodyguards like you and Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer and Chucky Schumer and Sarah Brady and all of you people that are on record having guns. Okay? How dare you not focus on why society is degenerating and then try to take my guns? Only a punk coward would use a gun on his girlfriend. Only a piece of garbage. And because he's bad, I need to have my guns taken? Hey, listen, great cities like New York and Chicago, where they've banned citizens' right to own guns, where they arrest political activists for a .22 handgun, they are places where everyone has lost their right to defend themselves, and they have the highest crime rates. That's unbelievable. He could have stabbed her. He could have broke her neck. If there wasn't a gun, this wouldn't have happened. Bull. Now, look right here. Here's the local Chronicle. Anti-gun, anti-hunting, anti-everything. Going out for dinner. Learning the responsibilities and rewards of getting your own game at a hunting school for women. And it's a pro-hunting article. It's over. The liberals that I know are all buying guns. They're getting into hunting. They're figuring out it's domestication. The feminists are figuring it out. You're losing. The gun culture's winning.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The Pro Pure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on Pro Pure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. Pro Pure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.